Did y'all have maybe a name for a little road that would go off to a side road? You know, I mean a road off a public road generally goes to.
Yes, it usually were named after some old resident or some big property owner picked up a name. But only until recent years did they. Only until we're in process now. Did our planning commission or public bodies go out and name the country roads? And now we're naming every road in the county. Not only that, we're putting up signs in sections.
Yeah, but they used to be just called little old.
Yeah, they call them, we call them, in Mississippi, the name was farm to market roads. Yeah, because a rural state, the only idea was to get your produce to the market. Market could be anywhere. And then they became called local roads. Then I was complicated now. I was chairman of the Roads, Ferries, and Bridges Committee, the Mississippi Legislature, that put together the first highway system in this state. Before that, only the boards of supervisors could build roads, could retain right away, build them, or maintain roads. And we changed our constitution in 1922 so that the county could turn certain roads over to the state for building and maintenance. Then the legislature then created a state highway department and a state highway system and delegated authority to the state highway commission. Now that's what all states have.
When did they start building places along the side of the road, maybe in town where you could walk?
I don't know. That was not a general custom here. I have always regretted that our road authorities did not obtain what we called excessive right-of-ways. They obtained just enough right-of-way for a horse and buggy, a wagon, to go through. Then as the area developed, that was the road we had. Then as more people came in, we had to widen it. And you have to pay dearly for the right-of-way.
Yeah.
And some places, people were generous and would give a right-of-way. And the towns, our streets, old streets, are deplorable now. And the houses and yards are up to it. That's particularly true in the older and bigger cities like Mobile, Biloxi, New Orleans. The old streets are so narrow. And the story is, I've never verified much, but in the early years of this coastline, people were fearful of Indians or soldiers of another country or animals. So they wanted their roads, their houses close together, and being French, Spanish and Latin nature, they were great talkers, talkative people. And they wanted to talk to each other across the road and have mutual protection. You've been to French Quarter, New Orleans?
Yeah, I have. They don't have, yeah.
That's the streets over there, just blocked off, but they're just wide enough for two vehicles to pass.
Yeah. So they didn't have sidewalks?
Some did, yes, but regrettably we didn't provide for it this time. We're woefully deficient in sidewalks.